Recorded Books presents Beyond the Desert Sands by Tracy Peterson, narrated by Alma Cuervo. Prologue. Silver Vale, New Mexico Territory, June 1904. Isabella Garcia followed her father into his spacious library, never once stopping her pleading. "Papi, you must hear me. I'm 18 years old, old enough to make such a decision for myself. You know how much I hate this place. You forced me to leave the home I loved in California and dragged me here years ago. I have survived it only because you allowed me to spend this summer and last with Aunt Josefina back in California." Daniel Garcia fixed his daughter with a stern look. It was obvious he was already tired of this topic. "Be that as it may, Isabella, you cannot live with my sister. I will not allow it, and neither will Josefina. She understands the situation and knows that I want only the best for you." Isabella planted her hands on her hips. "How can this be best? You have forced me to endure this tiny silver mining town that you created in the middle of the desert. I have lived here for 8 years, and the only thing that has gotten me through are the visits to Aunt Josefina back on the family estate." She began to pace. "Honestly, I don't know why you are being so pig-headed, Papi. I have been a dutiful daughter. I have done as you demanded. I endured being torn from my home, the only place I ever loved, and brought here. I have been obedient to my tutors and music teachers. I have done all that was asked of me. And now I ask for something, and you refuse. You are cruel and heartless." "I am neither, Isabella," her father said, his tone betraying his exasperation. He sank into his desk chair and ran his hand through black hair that was turning gray much too quickly. "You aren't even 18, and hardly old enough to know what is best for your future. You have not yet reached your majority, and as such, you must live by my rules. I have tried to make your burden lighter by allowing you to spend summers with your aunt, but there is much here that you still need to learn."
"Such as what?"
She stepped closer to his desk.
"And please don't tell me how I need to know the people better and to serve them with greater respect. I care nothing for Silver Vale and the industry you've created. I love California. I love the beautiful people there and the parties and comforts that are at my fingertips. I love Aunt Josefina and the horse breeding estate that my great-grandfather built. That is home to me now, as it was when I was a girl. Why are you determined to keep me from it?"
He sighed. "In time, you will understand. Your mother and I need you here. We want you to know what it is to care for others. The people of Silver Vale are dependent upon us for their jobs, their homes, everything. You must learn to be a good caretaker."
"I don't wish to be their caretaker, Papi. I never asked for that job. I want to live in my ancestral home. It is my destiny, my legacy from our ancestors, yet you act as though it is something shameful."
"I never said it was shameful, but there is more to it than you seem to understand. When you have wealth and property, you owe a certain amount of your success to the people who help you, who work for you and with you. You act as though money comes up from the ground or rains down from the skies for the taking." He smiled and shook his head. "My dear Isabella, you are a fortunate girl. You have been born to blessings, and as such, you must learn the value of blessing others."
"Then let me bless them in California." She raised her voice, then lowered it just as quickly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?